Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess. Time for another one, a staycation setup. We're going to talk to Veronica. I guess she has concerns that her fiancé, Jeremy, might be cheating on the relationship. Veronica found some protection in their car. Now, there's one thing to find just some protection in the car. I'm not talking about a gun either. They found the protection wrapper in the car, Veronica.
Yeah.
So obviously somebody was using some protection, left the wrapper. Was it the backseat?
Yes. You know, it's a big shock to me because we are actually supposed to be born-again virgins.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, so Jeremy and I actually met at church, and what brought us together and what really bonded us was after, you know, dealing with stuff in our previous life, we came back to the church, and we decided to, it's what's called born-again virgins.
Okay.
And eventually, you know, he and I, we fell in love and all that good stuff, and it was great. And one of the things that we promised to each other was that we would save ourselves for marriage.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have not slept together or anything. We were not planning on moving in with each other, but then the pandemic happened and Jeremy lost his job. He had to sell his car. So even though, you know, the plan wasn't that we were going to move in, I obviously welcomed him into my home. But that being said, because he had to sell his car, we've actually been sharing a car. And that's when I found this protection. It wasn't the actual, it was the wrapper.
Okay.
And it was opened. And I didn't have the courage to ask him about it or what happened.
So I will say this. You're saying that he's really been struggling. Maybe he's been using your car to do Uber on the side. And this could be like one of the paths. Is that a possibility?
If it was, I feel like that would be a really big surprise to me, but...
not a bigger surprise that he's cheating on you, man.
Yeah,
I was going to say I would take that over what I'm afraid it actually really might be.
Okay. So, first of all, Jeremy's a cheater's name. Let's just get that out the way.
God.
Not to worry you, but we're going to do the staycation setup where we call Jeremy up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, tell him that he's won that, and ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. Hopefully he says your name, Veronica. If not, then you know he's cheating, and we'll give you the show at that point, okay?
Okay.
All right, calling him up next. Staycation set up with The Morning Mess. Okay, The Morning Mess, we're back. Staycation set up. We spoke to Veronica with worries that her fiancé, Jeremy, might be cheating on their relationship. So the situation is you found basically a wrapper, used wrapper there, some protection in your car. Now, the thing about this is you guys met through church. You guys are born-again virgins, you say. You're supposed to save yourself for each other in marriage. So there's a few things going on right here, Veronica.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say this. I know it's not mine.
Oh.
I don't even, like, I'm embarrassed to say, but, like, I don't even have any because it's not even, like, in question right now. We're not getting married until, like, next year.
Right. And I know that you had said that you hadn't confronted him about it. So what we're doing instead is the staycation set up to see who he picks for that free romantic weekend stay. Now, Veronica, all you got to do is tell us if you're ready and then we can call him up, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see what he says. Right.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Jeremy?
Yeah, who is this?
Jeremy, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some very good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our...
Hey, I don't care about your hotel. I don't know how you got this number. I don't want any telemarketing. Please take me off your list.
I can do that for you, Jeremy. I just want to assure you that this call is to let you know about the free romantic weekend stay you won. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes for the weekend stay. We would just need you to give a review on Google and Yelp in exchange.
Truly free? I don't understand how you would just give me something for free.
I understand the concerns with that. So because we're new and we opened up during a real crazy year, we're offering this to you complimentary so that you can help us build our presence online with those Google and Yelp reviews like I'd mentioned.
Okay. So I don't have to give you my credit card or anything?
You don't have to do that unless you decide to get room service, and that is an option for you, all right?
Okay. Then, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Jeremy, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and get started with your reservation. We're going to get a few questions answered here. Now, with the romantic weekend stay, we start off with a welcome note. It goes to your guest of honor. And since this is a romantic weekend stay, I wanted to see if you had a special message for your guest. Maybe if there's like an inside joke or saying you guys have between each other.
Yeah. You can put, how about for my queen?
Okay, I have that down here. Now, my next question for you, Jeremy, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Her name is Samantha.
You're sleeping with my sister? My sister?
Oh,
Jeremy, are you kidding?
Hey, Jeremy, really quick, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your fiance, Veronica's on the line.
What are you doing, Veronica?
What am I doing? You don't even get to ask questions. What are you doing? I need to know what the hell you were doing with my sister, and why would you take her to this free romantic weekend? I don't understand.
Okay, hang on.
We're hanging.
I mean, this better be good because I'm about to flip the f*** out. I mean,
just chill. I just need you to listen, all right? Breathe. Look, your sister, she's been hitting on me real hard. And I just wanted to use this hotel, have some privacy, to tell her that there's nothing between us. And
Are you kidding? Well, okay, then explain the condom that was in our car.
That can't be my condom. I don't use condoms. I'm.
Hold on. You didn't say that you're not sleeping with her sister. You said you don't use condoms.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. I usually have a lot to say.
Veronica, I have to ask, are you on good terms with your sister? Like, is this something that would even be possible?
There's so much going on here. All I know, I'll have to deal with my sister later. But what I do know is that I want the keys on the front porch, and I don't ever want to see you again, Jeremy. And please don't come back to church. I can't even see you.
Well, church is about forgiveness, so I think you need to open up your heart.
He has a point.
No, I get that, but we also, church. Yeah, we need to be respectful of Veronica here. Of all the people, Jeremy, it had to be her sister.
Maybe a cousin, but not the sister.
You know, everything happens for a reason. That's what we learn in church, and it's God's way, I feel.
Okay, what? So God wanted...
He's horrible.
What?
We're supposed to get married.
I mean, we can still get married. I don't see the...
His sister's still going to be the maid of honor. That's my real question.
It's a bump in the road.
It's a bump in her
I
what?
Don't know.
You should check that out.
Please stop.
I don't care what you guys are saying.
Jeremy, I don't want to hear another word from you. You're a dirty ass.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Veronica, you over this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Jeremy, you still there?
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Ooh-wee.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry for all the profanities.
That's
totally okay. That's fine. Don't even trip.
I am in total shock. I don't even know where to begin. I've now lost Jeremy, and now I don't even know what I'm going to do with my sister.
I know what you do. Does he have a cute brother?
No.
You do the brother.
No.
An eye for an eye. They teach that.
And she's saving herself for marriage.
Save herself for the brother.
No, you don't do that, girl. Listen, you're on the right path because that's the path that you chose. You pursue that. Talk to people at the church. I'm sure they got some help for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just be a hood rat. That's what these hood rats, they get it out the way before they find God. Get it out the system.
Stop.
Can I get a gay man?
No, you can't.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.